Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. James Spivey, the principal of Enterprise Sales at Cloud Inventory, whose mobile-first applications empower organizations with real-time inventory visibility at all points in the supply chain from the warehouse to the field. And Mr. Spivey, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Very happy to be here. Looking forward to talking with you a little bit.
Well, I am as well, and looking forward to learning a few things along the way as well. So today's topic is telecommunications, overcoming the pivotal moments. That's really what we're diving into today. And I understand that many in the industry have been impacted by the recent government mandates. Can you talk to us about this to get things underway?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. There are really two challenges. One being the Rural Broadband Initiative. What that is essentially is the government is trying to deploy more fiber and data access to rural communities. This was really highlighted within the COVID period, in which people struggled to get information in a quick and timely manner and have access to the internet. So the government has an initiative to ask broadband companies to expand their services to those communities. Now, there are challenges with that because the cost of materials within the supply chain are continually to rise. There's back orders, lead times, and visibility challenges to existing inventory that's in the field. Most companies are really good about tracking inventory within their four walls, but where they struggle with is tracking the inventory externally. So having visibility and control is one of the things that the industry is challenged with, and also driving down the cost to provide those services. The second is, security threats. There was a large utility event. It was a large utility last year that had an event where they were attacked by foreign hackers. And the result of that was they ended up encrypting some of their routers. Now, they knew what routers were encrypted, but they did not know where they were installed within their network. And furthermore to that, to know attributes about those routers, like the IMEI, the MAC address, the revision of the software that's installed that was vulnerable, they really had no visibility to that. So the result was an elongated period of having to shut down their entire infrastructure so they could go through painstakingly tasks of identifying and finding that equipment using, human capital, actually going out from data center to data center to try to find that. But being able to track that sort of inventory as it's deployed in the field could have certainly had decreased the time that it took to resolve that. I think about the telecommunication industry, and I think about, when equipment comes in, they receive it, it goes out the door, and the challenge then becomes is once it's out the door, they have no idea where it's at within their supply chain. So typically, it will go into an RDC. It is then shipped out to a garage or maybe even a technician's van and even to the customer. Losing that visibility in what I call the last mile is a tremendous challenge. And you think about the reverse logistics that come along with that, bringing that inventory back in. So those are the couple of things that I see a lot when I speak with telecommunications companies and some of the challenges that they're having.
Yeah, certainly some good information to get things underway here today. Now, sounds like there are serious concerns around security and government mandates driving these businesses toward greater visibility over their materials. I'm curious, what else are you seeing in the industry?
Yeah, I touched on it before, the challenge of reducing costs, right? There's an expectation of an extremely high level of service to be provided to our customers. A lot of companies are tackling this by outsourcing some of the components of their infrastructure and instituting centralized procurement so they can have more buying power instead of the buying being done at a regional level or at a local level. Now, let's look at the industry historically. 2018 to 2020, you know, worldwide revenue was basically flat for the telecommunication industry. Their growth rate was about 1.5%. During that same period of time, CapEx decreased from $309 billion to $305 billion. So if you look at that, they're now having to do things like optimize their asset management and the life cycle of their assets. So being able to track that material when it leaves the door, when it goes to the customer, and when it comes back, and knowing how much life and how many more cycles those assets have, makes you more profitable. You simply are not just throwing away the devices because you don't have the information to make an informed decision. Going forward in 2020 to 2025, we expect a growth rate of about 1% globally. So that's 1.5 trillion to about 1.6 trillion in revenue. So the cost of service is going up and the revenues are staying relatively flat. So we really have to become more efficient in what we do, right? So I think having a 360 degree view of our supply chain is really key to that.
And certainly appreciate your feedback there, and that is most helpful. So tell me, how does cloud inventory help those companies to use their dollars more efficiently in these regards?
That's a great question. You know, our big focus at cloud inventory is to help our customers understand the state, location, and disposition of those assets. So traditional ERPs don't handle those sort of things well. Take, for example, like consumables. There are millions and millions of dollars in consumables that are not tracked today. I'll give you an example of a real life story of a customer. We have a customer who implemented our field inventory solution. And part of that was to actually get an accurate accounting of what inventory of assets and equipment were actually in the field. So they had done that and they were at a site and they had completed their counting, and someone made a comment and said, "Are you going to count the facility down the street?" They had no idea that that facility even existed. Henceforth, nothing was ever pulled from there. And when they went in there, they found about $116 million in inventory that they didn't know they had. Fortunately for them, they were able to recover about $8 million of that in revenue by selling some assets that were no longer within revision or access. So having that sort of field capability of tracking material at the point of execution really improves our ability to be more efficient in terms of driving down costs.
Wow, that is incredible how they recovered an entire distribution center. That is incredible.
And it is not uncommon. They're one of the largest U.S. telecom companies within the United States, had a spend of about $3 billion a year to build out 5G infrastructure. They noticed that their cost was not scaling with what was built. So they commissioned a service to go out and do a similar activity that the company I referenced previously, to go out and count what was actually there. They found $1 billion in assets. So there's an example of how impactful this could be.
Yeah, and that is one fine example right there. And thanks for sharing that with us today. We're speaking with Mr. James Spivey, the principal of enterprise sales at Cloud Inventory, whose mobile-first applications empower organizations with real-time inventory visibility at all points in the supply chain from the warehouse to the field. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast. Now, we're now continuing on, going back to the earlier information you gave us, it's certainly a lot of inventory for these companies to be unaware of. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit here because you mentioned that many of these telecom companies have large service organizations. Can you talk a little bit about that side of the house there?
Yeah, you can imagine that with so many customers, there's a fairly high volume of maintenance and repair orders that happens on a daily basis. One of the key KPIs to understanding how well we perform is first-time fix rates, also known as perfect order performance. So I think about an example of, here's one that we all know. you have a broken door in your microwave. You call for a technician to come out. The technician arrives, looks it over, and then says, I don't have the part in stock. By enabling someone to have the ability to have that view, you can make sure that you have the right part at the right place at the right time, because they certainly already knew what the microwave model number was. The other things that I've learned and experienced is that there's a council called the Service Council, and it says the best in class first time fix rates is about 90%. The average is around 75%. And telecom is far below that. It's really about 60%. Imagine the impact if you could improve your first time fix rates to be at the industry average of about 90%. The cost savings would be tremendous, and customer service levels and customer satisfaction will certainly increase. So we are also helping companies focus on the benefits of improving services and their services delivery.
Yeah, another question for you, and of course, I definitely resonate with the frustration as a customer when a repair technician has to come back a second or third time to get the job done. Can you tell us how companies can improve their FTFR to get closer to that best in class 90%?
Yeah, first time fix rates are things that can be done through people process. So one thing is to become more efficient. Right. You know, research shows that 60% of businesses view themselves as zero to halfway connected. As a result, what that means is we have data silos. In other words, people don't have access to the information they need to make informed decisions. One of the ways to address this is by instituting a connected workforce through a connected platform. Right. Imagine the ability to see your task, to see the inventory that's available at your regional hub for parts, and making that information easily accessible to the user, either on their cell phone, their tablet, or their PC. And imagine that person being able to go out and have digital checklists by taking paper-based processes and digitizing those and being able to report that sort of data immediately. The value to the business is tremendous. We talked about customer satisfaction, but more importantly, you could also look at predictive analytics and trends to help understand where within your supply chain or within your products you could have issues based on history and trends. Having that information manually or in paper-based, it just never makes it back to a great place it can be analyzed.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Spivey, it sounds like you've been able to help a lot of companies achieve some major results, and that's an understatement. Now, we've touched on a lot today, so before we wrap things up, I'd like to ask one more question for listeners who are interested in what cloud inventory can do for them, but may want some more information first. What would you suggest in those regards?
We have a wealth of information on our website, cloudinventory.com, and we would certainly love to have a conversation with you. You know, although we work with many companies in many industries, it's important to say that every company is unique, and we're here to listen and to understand your unique problems and how to solve them. We've got over 42 years of experience within a supply chain business, right? Some of our expertise and how we help solve challenges of solving some of the problems that we talked about, improving supply chain visibility and control, helping you fix a disconnected workforce, addressing issues like data silos and underperforming perfect order performance to get your first time fix rates up to where at or above industry standards. I appreciate your time and I thank you and I hope you have a great day.
Hey, and you too. And again, folks, for more details, simply visit cloudinventory.com. Mr. Spivey, all the best, and hopefully we can catch up again right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. James Spivey, Principal of Enterprise Sales at Cloud Inventory, whose mobile-first applications empower organizations with real-time inventory visibility at all points in the supply chain, from the warehouse to the field. And again, for more details, visit cloudinventory.com. EnterpriseRadio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.